with this KLAM Sports Update for this Friday, February 24th. I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Last night, the Remsen St. Mary's girls basketball team made history in Mapleton.
They throw it into the half court. Jensen deflects it. Bunkers comes down with it. And history has been made in Mapleton, Iowa. The Hawks are on to the girls' state basketball tournament for the first time in program history.
And the Hawks won their regional final over Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton by a final score of 51-43 to punch the program's first ever ticket to the state tournament. And the first half of play, though, was not indicative of a team who would go on to advance to the state tournament. The Hawks allowed Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton to outscore them 10-3 in the second quarter and take a 20-17 lead heading into the break. Head coach Scott Willman says it took a change of heart and focus from his team to get back in the game.
Joe Luch asked me right before we go, he goes, can I let him have it? I'm going to be honest with you. And I go, sure, go ahead and do it. And he had a heck of a speech for him. I know I continued with that speech, but I tell you what, we got girls that don't need that speech too. They desire, they want. And you could just tell that their effort and everything changed in the second half. We're determined to go get it. And it really, really showed on the defensive side. It really showed on that. Not giving up any looks. And the girls said it too. Talked a whole lot better. Yes.
Junior guard Maya Bunkers scored 11 points for the Hawks in the win. She says the Hawks just needed to remember all the work they've put into this point and that they needed to finish the game strong.
We weren't playing our game like we normally were in the first half, and we just had to come out knowing that we were working as hard as we could in the preseason and that we knew that we could finish this game. So we came out knowing that we could finish it, and we trusted each other, so we knew anyone with the ball could score.
And the Hawks came out a new team in the second half. The first 6 minutes of the third quarter saw the Hawks outscore the Spartans 17-0 to take a 14-point lead. Whitney Jensen scored 13 of her 15 points on the night in that third quarter. She says the run was big for the team's confidence.
I just feel that we needed the momentum to get going and like get that confidence back to just keep our confidence to keep going.
The Hawks were not just getting production out of Jensen in the third quarter. Coach Willman highlighted many key players, including Claire Schrader, who kept the pressure on in the paint.
She really, in the early part of that third quarter, she really wanted the ball down low. She got some scores down there early in the game. Hallie hit a few key shots for us, a three and another shot. Carmody Rickey might not have played her best game of the season, but her leadership came through and the steals she would get at the opportune times. The decisions that we made down the end of the stretch in order to take some time off the clock in this new era of 35-second clock, but we still were able to run that really well.
The Hawks rode out a back-and-forth fourth quarter to come away with the win in the end. It was Remsen St. Mary's second straight appearance in the regional final, and Bunkers says there was no way they were leaving it with the same results as last year's loss to Newell Fonda.
We were humbled, and we knew that we could finish it next year. We worked even harder in the postseason after that. We knew we could do it.
The Hawks really took advantage of the year between games to improve as a team. Coach Willman says the biggest growth came from their maturity that helped them deal with difficult situations on the floor.
It has to do with growth in who they are, a maturity in their beings, and then there's also a growth in their athletic abilities. They are even better athletes than they were when they were younger. They're bigger, they're stronger. They take the weight room seriously.
The Remsen St. Mary's girls basketball program has experienced a heck of a glow-up over the last few seasons under Coach Willman. The Hawks won just four games in the 2019-2020 season and are now going to the state tournament in 2023. He says those players on those older teams deserve recognition, too, for simply keeping the program alive at times.
We know they're special. We're just very glad we can do what we do. And I'm not going to there's a lot of girls. We had six girls on our team 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. They kept the program going.
Yeah.
And so they gave everything they got, just like these girls give everything they got. It's just our depth, our talent has just improved. And these are wonderful girls I got right now here.
The Hawks are a tight-knit bunch of wonderful girls who play volleyball, softball, and some run track with each other. Jensen says she loves getting to play sports at a high level with her teammates.
I love it. Like, we play with each other for everything, and I feel like that just makes us even tighter.
And now the work begins for the Hawks, who will enter the tournament as the 4 seed and a team that could make some noise once they're down in Des Moines. Coach Willman knows the challenges will come, but his team is ready for it.
We're going to have challenges all over, but these girls are not happy with just going down. They want to make a mark. They love the game of basketball.
And the Hawks will take on the 5 seed West Fork at the state tournament on Wednesday afternoon, March 1st at 3:15 p.m. KLEM Radio will provide live coverage of the game from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And in case you're curious on how the rest of the 1A state tournament bracket looks, top seed is Bishop Garrigan of Algona. No shocker there. The Golden Bears will play Martinsdale St. Mary's at 8, the 8 seed at 1:30 p.m. right before St. Mary's in West Fork. Other matchups, the 2 seed Newell Fonda will take on the 7 seed Woodbine in the third 1A game on Wednesday. And then the last 1A game on Wednesday, the last quarterfinal of the tournament, will be 3 seed North Lynn taking on the 6 seed Winfield Mount Union. If you'd like to see any of the state tournament brackets, they're on the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union's website. It's IGHSAU.org. Let's take a look at the sports scores and results page from yesterday. We'll run down some of those other regional finals that took place, including in Class 1A Region 2. Second-ranked Newell Fonda defeated 12th-ranked AGWSR 76-39. And the upset in Class 1A Region 5, 9th-ranked Woodbine took down 5th-ranked Westwood 59-42. We go to some more tournament action. The Girls and Boys Individual State Bowling Tournament in Class 2A, featuring a handful of Plymouth County bowlers in Waterloo yesterday. Of course, this portion of the tournament was moved due to the winter storm that came our way on Wednesday, of course. So taking a look at the girls' side of things, the individual format starts with 3 games for seeding, and then the top 8 in those 3 games advance to bracket play. So in the 3 individual games, Emily Peters finished 18th for the Bulldogs out of 32. She shot 5-11 for a 3-game series. Bailey Gill was 12th, 4 places out of the bracket with 5-44. But the Bulldogs did get one bracket to qualifier. Natalie Vanderloo shot a 577 and was seeded 6th. So she went into the quarterfinals against Kate Reed of Lewis Central and beat Kate Reed, the 3 seed, 204-168. Vanderloo punching her ticket to the semifinals, where she met up with a red-hot Jana Edwards, the 7 seed, who defeated Vanderloo 235-167. But Natalie wasn't done. She had a third-place matchup yesterday against Keokuk's Rachel Moore, and unfortunately lost that one as well, 216-203. But Natalie Vanderloo finishes her season as the 4th best bowler in Class 2A girls bowling. Outstanding showing from Vanderloo all season, and scary thought for the rest of the state is she's only a sophomore. Great showing by the Bulldog ladies, the 3 of them who were at the state tournament, especially Natalie Vanderloo, came away with a 4th place finish. On the boys' side, the Bulldog bowling team had 2 individual qualifiers. So did MMCRU Remsen St. Mary's Bowling. Taking a look at those 3 individual games for seeding, unfortunately, none of those 4 boys bowlers made it to the bracket portion. Carver Miller of MMCRU Remsen St. Mary's was 31st out of 32, shooting a 493. In 29th was MMCRU Remsen St. Mary's Colby Penning. He shot a 550. The Bulldogs had a little bit better of a finish, but couldn't quite make the top 8. Caden Heitritter was 13th with a 667, and Trevor Fisher was 12th, shooting a 670. So that concludes the bowling season. Great showing by the Bulldog girls and boys teams, and then the Bulldogs and the MMCRU Remsen St. Mary's individual bowlers on an outstanding bowling season. Taking a look at some more sports action from yesterday on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. Boys basketball action. Class 3A Substate semifinals were yesterday. In 3A Substate 1, 10th-ranked Bishop Heelan. They're carrying some momentum after beating the Bulldogs in overtime. They defeated Carroll 61-51, and Webster City on the other side of that bracket defeated Adel DeSoto Minburn 57-52. In Class 3A Substate 2, 3rd-ranked MOC Floyd Valley took down their cross-county rival Sioux Center 66-52. 52, and Algona pulled off the upset over Humboldt 70-64. Again, all these scores can be found on our website. That's at KLEM1410.com. And on the sports schedule for today, we'll have the final two regional finals in the state of Iowa finally take place. These have been scheduled twice and will now finally get played the third time in Class 2A Region 2. 10th-ranked Hinton's at takes on 2nd-ranked Central Lyon at Unity Christian. We'll provide coverage of that contest on our Twitter page here tonight at KLEM Sports. Make sure you're following us there for live updates from the game. In Class 2A Region 3, 14th-ranked Sioux Central takes on 4th-ranked Sibley Ogeden. That ballgame's played at Okoboji. Also in boys basketball action, it's 4A Substate semifinal day. In 4A Substate 1, Sioux City West is at 6th-ranked Norwalk. Long jaunt for the Wolverines. And a nice long jaunt for the Dragons of Johnston as well. They'll take on 9th-ranked Sioux City East. In Class 4A Substate 8, Urbandale is at 2nd-ranked Waukee. And Dallas Center Grimes, another MRAC foe in Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Again, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports for updates on how the Hinton Blackhawks do with 2nd-ranked Central Lyon in their regional final tonight. Follow us at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.